An interim report on maternity services in England has found they are failing too many families and has pointed to problems such as racism, staff shortages and a lack of accountability. The government-ordered review by Baroness Amos has heard from more than 8,000 people and will make its final recommendations in April. The Labour MP Michelle Welsh is a patient safety campaigner.
This inquiry must result in some big, bold policies with regards to maternity services that really says that as a government we want to improve maternity services. We want to invest in it and we will secure the truth and accountability for families.
The senior Democrat on the US Congressional Committee investigating the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has accused the Department of Justice of withholding files that contain allegations of sexual abuse of a girl by Donald Trump. Robert Garcia has written to the Attorney General demanding the release of material he says is referenced in unredacted documents he's seen. The Department of Justice said it had only withheld documents for specific reasons, such as those linked to ongoing investigations. President Trump has repeatedly denied any wrongdoing in the Epstein case. Cuba says its Coast Guard has shot dead four people and injured six others who were travelling in a Florida-registered speedboat off the island's coast. Officials say they were all Cuban nationals who'd been living in the US. Washington's top diplomat, Marco Rubio, said it was still not clear what had happened.
I'm not even going to speculate as to what it could have been. It's a wide range of things. But suffice it to say, it is highly unusual to see shootouts an open sea like that. It's not something that happens every day. It's something, frankly, that hasn't happened with Cuba in a very long time. But we're going to find out. We're not going to base our conclusions on what they've told us.
Ukrainian and American officials will meet in Geneva today to discuss plans to rebuild Ukraine's economy following a possible end to the war. President Trump's envoys, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner, are expected to take part, but there'll be no Russian representative from Kyiv. Our diplomatic correspondent Paul Adams reports.
The talks today in Geneva will be largely economic. Ukraine wants to nail down details of a so-called prosperity package, a long-term economic recovery plan involving the United States and European Union worth hundreds of millions of pounds. Talks involving a Russian delegation appear to have been put off till next week, although the Russian news agency TASS says the Kremlin's economic envoy, Kirill Dmitriev, will also be in Geneva. Moscow has been trying to entice the Trump administration with an array of joint projects and investments, which Mr. Dmitriev has said could be worth more than £10 trillion, a figure many economists regard as wildly unrealistic.
Voters in the Gorton and Denton constituency in Greater Manchester will elect a new MP today. The by-election was brought about by the resignation due to ill health of Andrew Gwynn. He'd been suspended from the Labour Party over offensive WhatsApp messages. UK's first geothermal power plant will go live this morning, providing a completely new type of continuous renewable electricity to up to 10,000 homes using hot water from underground. The Cornish plant has taken nearly two decades to develop and required the drilling of the deepest onshore well in the UK. Our climate and science reporter Esme Stallard has the details.
Geothermal energy is already used in the UK. Heat drawn from shallow wells currently warms thousands of homes via ground source heat pumps. But for the first time, GEL, a company in Cornwall, has drilled much further down, 3 miles into the hard granite, and accessed fluids heated to almost 200 degrees Celsius. This is hot enough to help drive turbines and generate renewable electricity 24/7. It's also managed to extract the critical mineral lithium from the fluids, another UK first. The company plans to open two more sites, although a third was refused planning over environmental concerns.
A Victorian photograph of a Thatcher that inspired the cover of Led Zeppelin's fourth album has sold at auction in West Sussex for £16,000. The band singer Robert Plant found a version of the image in an antique shop in Berkshire. The photo of an elderly man with sticks on his back was coloured and used on the sleeve of the 1971 album, which included the hits Black Dog and Stairway to Heaven.